Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow actors? Ralph Sutton, Big J Okerson in the studio.
What's up?
Sexy Snatch Showdown.
We're not at Ralph's house anymore.
So this week, we're calling it the Sexy Snatch Showdown. Mike Figgs comes in.
I thought it was the cutest cunt contest.
Or the cutest. Oh, the best bush bonanza?
How dare
battle?
You. Battle? No, yours are gross.
Vivacious vagina victory?
I don't like this, Shannon. Get to the episode.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show.
Oh, my goodness.
Hang on. Bobby's looking sexy as all hell tonight. I wouldn't say it's out of the question that tonight you might have to shake that ass a little bit, Bobby.
Bobby, by the way, took a tumble.
Did he?
Bobby took a tumble. Show Jay your arm.
Didn't hurt your sweet ass, did it?
No, but he took a tumble.
Where?
Oh, no.
A bike tumble.
On you his what? Bike. On your
his,
bike?
On his e-bike.
Oh. His mic's not on. You're on an e-bike?
Yeah. Yeah, and he also, by the way, I think he went over the front.
Yeah, I went ass over end.
Do you say now you're done with e-bike?
No. Oh, sorry.
No, you won't be done with e-bikes now.
No, absolutely not. It's still the best way to get around in the city, for sure.
I know, that's exactly my fear. I was like, I'm going to do an electric scooter, and then Sam Tripoli, and also, wasn't Monroe on a scooter, too, when he got fucked up?
Yes, he was.
But how fast are you going?
And then the e-bikes, it doesn't matter, dude. It takes a person opening their door.
Right. Yeah.
You're just not thinking about that like happening.
I use the Revels with wild confidence. Like I shouldn't be doing
the sit scooter?
The actual scooters that go fast.
Please get a video of you riding.
Oh, yeah. I look ridiculous. There's one of them. I look
ridiculous.
You must
look like a moron.
I look ridiculous. Yeah. I have to sit in the second chair because, you know, it's made for two people. I have to scoot back in the second chair, or else I don't fit.
You must look like a doofus.
I look like a real doofus. Yeah.
I bet your back's all pecker straight.
Yeah, and you got to wear the stupid helmet too, because it won't.
You don't have to.
They won't unlock the bike unless you take a picture of yourself on the helmet.
Is that what you tell your black friends so they don't think you're gay?
You can take it off afterwards, I guess. You know,
they made me do it. I'm telling you guys. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Well, rules are rules. I totally would.
I go so fast on that thing, I'm gonna die. Like, yeah. I don't care. But you get. Well, it's so fast.
Don't those go up to 30, I think.
30, yeah.
30, yeah.
I thought you were going to die playing paddle ball.
No, that's
you go doing what you love.
Ever since I hurt my back, chumped. I've been off the paddle ball.
Oh, you're afraid to run into that guy again. He's going to straighten your shit out.
By the way, I did.
Ralph got bullied off a paddle ball court.
Yeah, I did. But I have a new drug for my. They gave me today for my shoulder. Tizanidine.
Shoulder fan?
Tizanidine. Yeah, not baclofen. Tizanidine. It's supposed to be strong.
Take it out. Let's do it.
I don't have it here.
Is it a painkiller?
It's a, what is it, Shannon? I don't even look it up. They just
muscle relaxer?
I think it's a muscle relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I could use that.
Yeah, I'll grab a couple of those.
Shannon?
It's a muscle relaxer.
Yeah, I'm not going to use them, so I'll bring them. Yeah.
Friend Jay will take them off your hands.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I have that, and the other one Shannon just said is a stronger.
Naproxen.
Yeah. Naproxen is like a strong ibuprofen.
Yeah, fuck that.
But the other one. The other one, he said, oh, the baclofen didn't work. Oh, this is stronger.
Can you get an injury that requires some Percocet?
All right, good.
Or Vicodin.
By the way, it is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. I am Ralph Sutton, Big J Okerson over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Bobby Hutch quickly says, all right, I'm out. That's what you thought.
Bobby, I'm super excited that you only hurt your arm and not that sick ass.
Not that sick ass. By the way, there was a couple of complaints that when Bobby does shake that ass, you don't see it enough on camera. So we got to get you over there so we can put you on the
Bobby ass cam.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or maybe I'll start my.
Can't waste that on no camera.
I'll start my NDI camera so we can get to that. That's a better way to do it.
I don't know what that stands for.
It doesn't matter. My phone will be a camera source. The best way to do it.
Why don't you say, I want to use my camera phone?
Because I talk tech, because that's how I work with these people.
These people don't want to talk to you like that. They think you sound like a pretentious ass.
Let me ask you this.
Like what?
Did you do Nas or Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Nas.
You did do Nas?
Yeah.
My friend snuck into Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
He said it was good. He liked it.
But, yeah, I was like, something came up. I can't go. And then they were like, I guess you released the tickets. And they were like, yeah, we got you really good seats. I'm like, can't
And how was Wu-Tang Nas?
It was. I thought Busta Rhymes stole the show.
He opened though, right?
No. Oh. No, the way they do it is they have a DJ go on until everyone shows up, which is way late. And then Wu-Tang comes out and starts their thing. Then Nas. Then Busta Rhymes.
Oh, so he's the headliner.
Then Nas again. Yeah, and then Nas comes out again. And then...
That's weird.
And then Wu-Tang.
This is why I don't understand black people. It's just very weird.
Wu-Tang comes and closes it out and then bring out Nas for one more song at the end. But it was a good show. It was long.
Mm-hmm.
I took mushrooms, which I think I might be done with, because they either do nothing, which has been the last several times, almost nothing, which I think Lexapro might block it a bit. So I took a little more yesterday, and I was fighting an anxiety attack the entire show.
Wow, that's not fun.
It wasn't the end of the world. I kind of been dealing with it for so many years. I can like talk myself through it. Like, you're fine, dude. Like, sit down for a second. I'll say something funny to Josh or whatever and like laugh and be fine. But when I was like just watching the music, I'm like, am I having a heart attack? I probably am having a heart attack. Don't die at a fucking Wu-Tang show.
By the way, the first time, I don't know why I thought he's done the show before.
He's barreling in.
Mikey Figgs is on
What's
the show
up,
from the Young Guns podcast.
Hell yeah.
Happy to be here, man.
Thank you for coming in. It's nothing like vagina.
Oh, that's what we're doing today? No. Ah,
what?
I have no idea, man.
There's a reason why there's 14 people in the lounge. Is nothing to do with the vagina.
I wanted a dildo ottoman. I thought I was going to shove some up my ass.
Oh, that reminds me. By the way, Shannon, do you have it? It's not the greatest edit, but I got to kudos. Yeah. Someone put my scream to the Disturbed song. It's not great, but I'm happy they did it. I do it again. Maybe. That's pretty good.
Pretty bad.
It's not great. Could have been better.
Quality.
But they sent it.
There's fire pocket.
There's probably actually even better songs that could fit into. That would be good.
Yeah, but I'm just happy that they did it. Makes me happy. One other thing before we get into the events of this evening.
Why are we whispering about it?
I just was very important. I thought maybe I don't want to see anything. I'm trying to be, you know.
What?
I like to do these games realistically.
Ralph, here's what I don't get about the whole concept of what you're saying. I mean this. If I say this out loud, I think you're going to see my point. What I'm saying. Ralph, you had a big thing with this that we're doing, though. What's it called again?
Well, I had Sexy Snatch Showdown.
Oh, my Lord.
I had Vivacious Vagina Victory.
Oh, my God. Class it up.
Best Bush Battle.
Sweet Lord.
Cutest cunt contest.
Oh my God.
I think I had maybe two others.
What are we going with?
I think we're doing Sexy Snatch Showdown.
Okay. So it's a Sexy Snatch Showdown. We're going to look at the. For some reason, you don't want to be swayed by the look of the person.
I might. This is me speaking as honestly as possible. If I'm more attracted to a girl, I might let that sway my judgment of her vagina.
That's dumb.
That's just me.
What makes a snatch sexy?
You're going to find out tonight, son.
But here's what I'll say.
Thanks, dads.
So you're having to worry about that sweat. I don't understand. It's like with the butthole condo, we just saw the girls, and they showed their buttholes.
No, we did not. We saw their buttholes first.
Yeah, on the thing. I got you. But that was to link the girl to the butthole.
Right. But I just felt, for me, again, I wanted it to be as, in all these contests, I try my best to be as impartial and out of it as possible.
Sure.
You know, I don't tell them, like, when we're planning games, I have Shannon just talk about it. I don't want to know.
Can you be an adult for 5 seconds?
No.
Instead of all this
hullabaloo. You know me 20 years.
Can you be an adult for 5 seconds and just go, I'm going to judge the pussy on the pussy?
I'll try my best.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
There's also different points for different things. So if we're doing obvious things like, do we say lip length?
Lip length or lip look.
Lip look. Okay.
Because you might prefer a longer lip.
Okay, so I understand. But exactly. If you like it tucked away or you like a flapper, the girl who you might be most attracted to may have the opposite thing.
Right.
And you have to, so you still have to give a number score on that. It's not really going to make much of a difference.
I'm telling
you, seeing them.
We'll get into the criteria.
If we were matching them, the problem with that is one's black.
Right. So that's going to make it hard.
You're going to know which. No, it's going to make it super easy, Ralph.
We got to let her win.
It's hard to be impartial. What I meant, like.
We'll just let her win. She's black. Yeah. Give it to her.
Oh, it's going to make it hard to be impartial.
So I just want to tell you one quick stupid story and we'll get into this. So, you know, I've mentioned her name 1,000 times, Jennifer Esposito, the actress, right? She has a new movie coming out, right? And she called me 2 days ago and said, I need a voice for like a radio guy in like just on the radio for like two lines. Can you come?
Do you know anybody?
Yeah. Can you come do it? I'm like, yeah, radio guy, I can do. I'll come do that. Just give me the lines. I'll do that. That's my life for fucking.
And they went in a different direction.
I get there, and she goes, look, we decided to use a girl for the radio guy, but I want you to be an FBI agent. So they gave me a line to read, and it's fucking like eight people in a room. You're in a, I'm sure you've done these before. You're in a sound, big soundproof studio. There's actually people in two other states on the.
It's just ADR you're doing.
Yes.
Okay.
And I can't act at all. I'm terrible. I can read a radio script, but I had to act as a authoritative FBI agent. And we probably did it 45 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It was bad. And I was like,
she regrets doing that.
Yes. And I even said, Jen, like, this is not what I thought I was going to do. So you can, by all means, get someone else, you know? And she's like, no, we can get
you
there.
You really we'll can't act at all?
I can't act at all.
Did you practice your lines? Or you
I didn't know the
there?
Lines until I got there.
I don't think I'm a good actor at all.
So that's why what I want to do, if you guys will help me, I was curious, you and maybe Bobby, I'm going to tell you the line, the direction they gave me, and I want to hear who of you I think does it the best. Is that fair?
Yeah.
All right, so it was Mr. Paterno. It's Special Agents Lewis and Diaz.
Oh, this is about fucking Penn State?
Of the FBI, yeah.
Is it about Penn State?
No. Paterno, I mean, it may not have been Paterno, like Ferraro or something. I don't know, just making it. But it's Special Agent Lewis and Diaz from the FBI. Are you here? That was the line. And I was fucking terrible.
And why are you knocking on a door?
They say you're coming into a room. You don't know how bad the situation is. So you want to sound authoritative.
How is this going to be voiceover and you're not going to be in it?
You're going to hear, like, they're knocking on the background. The video is of the couple inside.
I said through a door.
Yeah, through a door. Yeah. Through a door.
Well, you're not good at stage direction.
Well, not
either.
A door, because it wasn't a door, but it's like in another room.
Uh-huh.
You just hear it. It's okay. Off. I'm not on camera. It's off camera.
You did Shannon, this through
can
you your iPhone.
Shannon, can you
Shannon's
write the
not
lines
there
now?
Right now. She's not there.
Of course she isn't.
Here she comes.
Sure, she goes.
She's the worst. Man.
Shannon, did you hear the line?
No.
All right. I think it wasn't Paterno. It was Ferraro.
Just tell her to say it so we can. All right, I want to be able to look at the line if I'm going to say it.
Yeah, can you write it down and maybe put it on screen? It's let's say Mr. Ferraro. I don't remember what the name was.
I'm going with Paterno.
Paterno's fine. It's special.
I believe you just got kicked out of a movie about Joe Paterno.
I could tell you. Let me get the exact line. I could do it that way. Let's see.
That wasn't your first option?
I think I deleted the email. That's why.
Well, yeah, I deleted. You want to forget it ever happened?
I really do. I was fucking miserable.
Mr. Ferraro.
Ferraro, we'll go with. Okay. It's Special Agents Lewis and Diaz of the FBI. Are you here? And you had to sound authoritative, and you're not sure how if the situation
is bad or not.
Is bad or not.
Okay.
Okay, so I want all three of you to do it.
Is it on the screen yet?
Shannon's typing it up now. And I said, by the way, Jay would probably be better at this than me.
Are we going to do drugs or read lines the whole podcast? Are we play
first?
Battle ball?
Yeah, I
want
to hear you.
Mr. Ferraro, it's Special Agents Lewis and Diaz of the FBI. Are you here?
I mean, that's much better than anything I did today.
Really?
Yeah, I was just bad at it. I sounded so...
I just said it.
I think
it.
You nailed it. Let me hear yours.
Mr. Ferraro, it's Special Agents Lewis and Diaz at the FBI. Are you here?
I mean,
if he was Diaz, that's not bad.
If he was Diaz...
He made a choice.
He made a real choice.
That's better.
Yeah, that was
I didn't make
know.
A choice. I just came in. I would have. There would have been a dime a dozen what I did at the audition.
I feel his sounded a little more reedy. His sound a little more reedy.
You're racist.
Yours sounded a little more authoritative.
I think you just want to cast and couch me more.
But I mean, it was about eight people in a room. What I thought would take 5 minutes took about 25 minutes.
That's insane.
It was
what
horrible.
What did you do? Do it.
I can't remember it now. Just like
it's right there on the screen.
It's not in there. But I just sound like I was really reading.
I did
it
at the end of Hustlers. It's just me in a sound room, and they were just like, just yell funny stuff.
Yeah, but that's different. This was like then what the reason why I got it is that she said do it like this. However she said it, and I just repeated it, and like, that's it. We're good.
W-N-B-C.
Yeah, basically. I just felt like such a fucking ass. I was sweating. They brought me water.
Sweating.
I was miserable. I'm not made. I never, first time in my life, I tried acting.
It's ADR, dude. You could do this between things.
I don't even know what ADR stands for, but that's what they said in there. So I
don't know what it stands for either, but it's after
dialogue reading, maybe? After
that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
And probably what it stands for. Because, yeah, that's what it is. It's after it's done when you have to go there and like, sync up. It's just lines they didn't catch good.
It was it, so the point, wise. By the way, she called me later. It's like, don't worry, we're going to use one of them.
Ugh.
That's so bad.
Oh.
Additional dialogue replacement. I had one of the words, right? Fuck, it was embarrassing. And I really hated it. I'm not made for acting. End of story. Sorry.
It's not acting, right?
It is acting.
Voice stuff.
It's voice acting.
Wow, you should have gotten screechy like that.
That's my voice.
Dan, is anybody here?
Yeah. Damn it.
It's Louis J. Diaz of the FBI.
It's Louis J. Diaz.
Is anyone here? Yeah.
And it was also Louis. It's like Louis. It was L-E-W-I-S, though, but not Louis.
That's crazy. 40 some times.
40 times. Like, it was each time I had to do it three times. You know, like you read it three times.
I think I'd be like, that's lunch. We got to change tape.
Yeah, each time was three times, and I did it 12 times. So each one I read three times, I did 12 times.
That's horrible.
It was horrible. It was so bad. It made me realize I'm not supposed to be an actor of any kind.
Even voice.
I can do, like, I've done voice commercials. Yeah, I told you last summer I did Knotfest.
You could be a forehead model.
I could be a forehead model.
Got a nice forehead.
I do. I have a five head, almost.
No.
I think I have a very big forehead. I hate that there's a full delay on that thing. It drives me nuts.
What's up, everybody? Let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors real quick over here at the SDR Show. And, of course, that is YoKratom.com. YoKratom.com. Sponsor of all things Gas Digital.
They really are.
Marquee sponsor of Skankfest. They really they bring the heat, and they've been with us for a long time. They stuck with us through thick and thin. And they are also home, of course, of the $60 kilo. How cool is it to get a kilo of anything? Remember that one time you got a kilo of butter, Ralph? You were so stoked.
I got a kilo of ladies.
You started talking with like a Scarface accent for a while. You were a fucking king shit. But if you're into Kratom, Yo Kratom is the only place where you can get a full kilo for $60. Also, it's lab-tested, high-quality Kratom at wholesale prices delivered directly to you. They have all your favorite Kratom strains, amazing customer service, and you won't find better prices anywhere. So if you're over the age of 21 or have a license that says so, and you're into Kratom or you're looking to get into Kratom, go to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo and the official sponsor of the SDR Show.
Let's get back into it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go into what we're doing tonight.
Whoa, Ralph, are you doing a kung fu movie or something?
I feel like it's gotten. Am I right that it's gotten worse?
Just when you talk, it seems like.
No, maybe. So we are doing the sexy snatch showdown. I don't see any of the ladies, thank God. I don't know why I care so much.
Oh, my God.
So, Shannon, can you read how we're doing this?
Yes. So there is one small issue that I was prepared for three girls. I believe there are four girls.
Okay.
I have three holes in the sheet.
Okay. Well, we could rotate one out.
Yes,
we could scream rotate.
Do. So there are four girls. You guys will each take turns going out into the lobby.
Okay.
You will examine each vagina, and then you will rate them based on lip look, scent, grooming, and overall appearance.
Okay. Is my camera showing up, Shannon?
One moment.
Is it easier for them to just come in here one at a time and show it? And
that's
then
what I was thinking. Now that you guys
now that they know what
all,
it looks like, that probably makes sense.
They did all my sheet work for no
reason. Yeah, so it's true. You're right. When Jay made a good executive decision.
Shannon, did you know the reason was because Ralph can't trust himself to to just pick the girl he's most attracted to, pussy, in every way?
I thought also, if I'm in the interest of full disclosure, if all three of us had no idea and there was a little mystery behind it, that's cool also.
What's the mystery?
We don't know what they look like at all.
It doesn't matter. We're judging their pussies. This doesn't make sense. I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's who's got the best pussy contest.
What difference
does
it make when we did the prettiest asshole contest?
I agree.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. I just thought it
Do you know that night for sure that you picked the girl you were most attracted to as asshole just because it was
her? No, I know I didn't.
Well, for sure. So you,
it just added a little mystery.
Do you try to find an excuse to talk to Shannon on the phone?
Yes.
This makes no sense. Shannon, you didn't realize this was buffoonery from the get-go?
This is why you need to get involved more, Jay.
I'm just trying to follow my orders and trying to figure out how to make it happen. And so, like, there's a sheet hanging on a whole apparatus
we should do
out
it
there
anyway.
With holes in it.
Is that what that fucking, that's what that's for?
Yes.
That's wild.
I thought it was funnier, too.
It's not. We have to leave the show and go out
there.
With
the camera out there. All right, fine. You win, Jay.
It's not a win. It's the obvious answer to a very simple problem. Wow.
Sometimes you're too close to the issue.
You know, Christine told me that I don't have a production boat on my body. And I got to say, I just produce this back to me.
When it comes to the sexy snatch showdown.
Are you going to tell me where I'm going to look at my pussies?
All right, so by the way, Figs, do you have a favorite? Jay loves shaved bush. No, I mean, unshaved bush.
Okay.
Well, don't put it like that.
Sorry.
I like...
He likes hair.
I like bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, but trim...
yeah, I don't want...
He doesn't want a wild blue yonder, but like a bush.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a favorite style of vagina? Do you like big lips, less lips?
I like lesser lips, full bush. I like a lot of hair.
Okay, you guys are on the same team?
Yeah.
All right. I might be the
nothing wrong with a clean snatch, you know?
No.
But I like a woman.
Ralph figures, though, if you fuck them when they're 11, they didn't have hair yet,
right,
so
that's
it's
true.
Fine.
That's I mean, not a figure, it's an actual.
Yeah. Once they start getting that first crop, Ralph Saltsky.
All right, so Shannon, do you want to bring in one girl at a time? They look confused. Shannon?
Yes, we're good.
They probably are confused as to why there's a big apparatus out there unnecessarily.
And three fat guys looking at vaginas.
Yeah, you would hurt you wanted these girls to instead show their snatch in the lobby around all of our guests.
No, I didn't know there's going to be 47 guys.
Yes, you did. There's pussy in the room.
Little gay blind Mike could see. I had no idea.
Look at gay blind Mike. He doesn't even need glasses anymore.
Glasses.
Yeah, and also, by the way, apparently it was a turnoff for some people, too. Like, they didn't want to be behind a sheet.
Huh?
Some of the girls.
Because they thought it was going to be, it was relayed to them that it was going to be draped over them, which was never part of the thing.
No, not like a ghost.
Just a barrier.
A ghost vagina.
I see the ladies. They're walking in.
Oh, no.
Here they come.
I already know who's got the prettiest pussy.
Hold on.
I already know who's got the prettiest pussy.
Oh, I also made blindfolds.
Oh, I know. Look, Shannon. But by the way, can I say this? Shannon never once said to me, this is stupid.
But Shannon, you knew though, right?
I was worried about how to keep you separated from them, but I understand that it would have been a fun thing to maybe have them behind the thing with the hole.
And then also the idea of matching the vagina to the girl at the end.
One's black,
Ralph. I didn't know that.
I'm telling you,
that
would have fallen apart horribly.
I didn't know that at the time.
Why? Because you always assume when you're going to see someone naked, they have to be white. What's wrong with you, dude?
What's wrong with you, dude? Purple vaginas, lives matter.
You hate adult women with pussy hair.
Yes.
You don't. You like all your pussy white.
You play paddleball.
I play about like 11-year-old girls.
You get chumped on paddleball
by other dads.
I'm tired, dude. I'm watching 60 Days In all the time, dude. You can't let someone chump you off a paddleball.
Oh, yeah,
if you were over playing paddleball, you got to keep playing paddleball so they know what's up.
Oh, here we go. So, girl number one coming in. We're gonna get her over here, right?
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm good.
Let's get this camera out of the way.
Oh, this is Zara. I met her outside. She's lovely.
How you doing?
Hello. Let's get this camera up.
Nice to meet you.
Microphone right there. There we go. All right, so first we'll do a little alert. Whoa.
Wow. Someone got excited. Sorry, Ralph just got his first boner.
I'm using my blindfold that I'm not going to be using to clean that up.
Can you move a little more towards Jay, please?
Yeah.
And I'll move you a little bit this way so we're both on the same camera. It's like
doing right. Let's do it now.
No, the other way. The other way. No,
She looks like Fun Brothers.
I need her this way, in the middle. She's on a separate camera.
Sorry, you're on this way. Sorry. Wait.
Okay.
Okay. She can't hear the.
Damn, Ralph, why don't you shoo her away?
There we go. All right. So first, can you tell us your name?
I'm Zara.
Zara, very nice. And where are you from?
I'm from Cali, but I live out here.
Okay. And if just to be crass, how would you describe your vagina?
Well, it's bare. I want to say it's like light pink, maybe light white, smooth.
Have you been complimented on the quality of your vagina?
Yeah, I do.
The appearance?
Yeah, I do. Okay. So I'm pretty confident that it's going to be the winner.
I don't think
anybody
would show up and be like, everyone says my pussy sucks.
I got a rank.
Throw my hat in the ring.
See what happens. See what happens. All right, so we're going to get started right there. We're right next to Figs. Figs will go first.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Just take it out. Don't be nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, take it out. We're going to take a look.
Okay.
And
it's like he's checking the oil on a car.
And I'll never be on Disney. Here we go.
Do I just stand up?
And...
Just come over here. Hang out. You want to...
Now, wait.
You want an appetizer?
Before we have this young lady pull her pussy out for a bunch of strangers, wait a second. Everyone just wait.
I know.
What are we doing with numbers?
Well, we're each going to do Shannon.
Shannon's out there making contraptions for tarps. You lunatic, like you're going to fuck a Hasidic Jewish girl. We don't even have paper and pencil to do our score.
Oh, that's true.
You can just say your scores.
You just say our scores.
Well, what is our scoring?
Okay, she said it before.
When?
Say it again, Shannon.
I did. So the categories are lip look, scent, grooming, overall appearance,
she
and
can't
it's
hear
one,
any of that,
one
by the way.
To 10.
Yeah.
Can you get her some headphones?
I'll switch headphones with you.
Okay.
You're Italian.
No, I'm Spanish.
You lost 2 points.
All right, so can you repeat it again, Shannon, because she didn't hear that.
So the categories are lip look,
okay,
scent,
mm-hmm.
grooming,
yes.
and overall appearance.
Okay.
And
okay.
Each one will be rated on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
1 to 10.
Yes. All right. So okay. Figs will go first. It'll do all the categories, and then we'll each go one at a time and do all the categories.
Yeah. Shannon, say a category. I'll give you a point. Say the other category. I'll give you a point. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, we don't
Thank
need
you,
these,
Bobby. But...
And you just keep, she tallies them down.
All right, yeah. Well, yeah. We'll
okay. She'll tally them down.
Bobby the Great, as long as you're in here, dude, if you wouldn't mind. It looks like Zara's a little bit nervous. You wouldn't mind shaking that ass a little bit for her?
Yeah, shake that
yes,
ass, Bobby.
Yes, Bobby, let me see what you got.
Shake,
just
shake
that
shake,
ass,
shake.
Bobby, let me see what you got.
Shake that ass.
That was pretty good. Bobby,
does that not make your mood better?
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. Do you feel healthy? It didn't hurt you anyway?
I feel like no, I'm like the good. First guinea pig, so I'm like, oh my God.
Well, I give you credit for coming in first. We appreciate it.
Well, I kind of got pulled in. I was just standing there like, what do I do now?
I could smell you from here and you smell good, so I'm sure your vagina
Thank you.
Probably
way,
has a very sweet scent.
The way you started that sentence, I didn't think it was going to end as positively as
Italian
it
dudes are suave.
Take your pants off, Yo, sweetheart.
I bet your pussy smells mad good.
So do I take this
Yeah,
off?
Right.
Yeah,
take
no, don't worry about it.
You can leave the headphones
you
off.
You can leave the headphones off. Yeah. Just stand in that area right by the
Very
fire.
Nice jeans. Mm-hmm. Those Fashion Nova?
No.
Okay.
Ralph,
what the creep. Hell is that?
It's okay.
Is that a cool thing that you know? Like
yeah.
Some
yeah, it's a good thing.
Oh, stretch pants jeans.
This is amazing. Yes. Wow.
Why didn't I think
Beautiful.
Of that?
Beautiful. Okay. God bless you. I love the cheetah print tattoos.
Pants
so
jeans.
Far, you're doing well with the tattoos.
So this way and
All right, so right now to the audio listener, the young lady has
yes,
taken everything off, right. And now she's facing Figs directly.
Super hot, gorgeous. Okay. It's all done. I mean, you know, it's got that little pussy lip like a little Homer Simpson, okay. And I like that.
Okay.
You're a one-line guy.
Bend over and let me take a whiff.
You got to get down there a little bit.
Do I?
I can smell. I can smell. I'm going to give it a quick little whiff. Is that okay?
Go.
All right,
let's see.
Okay.
So Very now, nice. That perfume is...
Just like Ma.
Very nice.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. To watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
All right, so now Shannon, ask him the category right. So he can do the numbers.
Right. Sure, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
In between people.
Well, wait, she's got to bend over too. We, no? Okay. I thought.
First one is lip look.
I'm going to give her 8
wait,
out of 10.
Wait, wait, hold on.
I want to get totally back on because
all three of us have to do it.
Ralph didn't see,
oh, really? Oh, my yeah. God.
You could just keep your panties on
yeah.
And then take
you,
them down.
Why don't you all look at it?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
I agree, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jay, did you get in there?
I think I got, not for this Smith, but I saw.
Okay, do you want to get over there a little bit?
I'll get over.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to do this.
We got to do it right.
We got to do it right. We're not half assing.
We're going to need a split. She's got to stand up and do something.
Jay's coming over. Jay's kind of. Scientific approach to this, keeping
Mr. Parsons at the FBI.
Diaz.
All right, now flip to me, please. I'm sorry. Turn around. Wait, last one, for me for Ralphie.
All right. All right. Don't call yourself Ralphie before you have her do it. You
Amazing. I love
asshole.
It. All you right. Have a gunshot wound on your ass.
I like it.
This is she's fucking hot. I like this chick.
Yeah, Zara's right. Hot.
So Zara's
hot.
Yes.
Now you can put
yes,
your pants on.
Yes.
All right, before we go,
get her a further. Drink. Somebody get her a
Thank
drink.
Thank you, Zara.
A little bit, all right.
You snore kratom? Get him, blind Mike. Get a kratom.
A kratom, like
snore
it's
kratom.
A
Maybe next
thing.
Time. Maybe next time.
All right, so now Shannon, the categories.
Okay, first one. So Figs already rated her an 8 for lip look. Jay, do you want to give a rating for lip look?
I'm gonna. I like a little prominence
mm-hmm.
in a vagina. So I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay. So I'm, by the way, I'm on Team J on this. I like it. It's very tucked and very, like, clean, almost like not a vagina.
Hot in its own way. What?
Yes.
What?
Like, I like to see a little character in my vagina.
What does that mean?
It's a real Simon Cowell, am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a Bugs Bunny.
So
like
I'm going to go solid 7 as well. I'm giving a 7 as
okay.
well.
Okay. 7, 7, 8. Yeah.
Second category, Shannon.
Next one is scent. Let's start with Figs again.
10 out of 10. I smelled the perfume. I know it was some... I've smelled it before.
Yeah.
It might be Coach or Joe Malone, Versace. That was very
Jesus
close.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I work at Macy's.
I'm going to just... just so there's somewhere to go in the contest, I'm going to say 9 because it was, yeah, nothing. It was.
Yeah, I'm in this, I'm on Team J. And there was nothing. And just and a grand, if you start with 10, there's nowhere else to go. So I'm going 9.
But there might be one that, in the contest that smells flowery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And I may have to augment my change. So I'm going with 9. I'm okay. Still, again, also a 9.
I'm the Sofia Vergara of this competition.
I love your pussy. It's so good. It smells so nice.
I give 11 golden buzzers if I could.
Who burned the cigarette on your right ass cheek? I don't care. 10 out of 10.
Sorry, got Kermit the Frog.
A little Kermity at the end.
Great job, Alizé. I loved it.
It's not your fault. My Sofia Vergara is world class.
It's the best ever. okay, next is grooming.
Well, I mean, well-groomed. You're a well-groomed lady. You're clean. Well, you're fresh.
If
I mean,
I'm playing devil's advocate, both of you.
This is your answer.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm saying earlier he said he likes more.
I got you.
I do like more hair, but in terms of grooming, the upkeep was very nice. It's a woman who presents herself.
Right.
You know? I'm going to, you know, unless I see the next girl has like a ribbon or something on her clam, I'm going to give you a 9 out of 10. I'll leave some room. Maybe there's a real all-star out there. I don't know.
Jay?
I'm going to give a 7 on it because, again, for one, I do prefer a little bit of hair. But two, it was a little looked a little in-between shavy.
I was going to say that. Like, it looked like it was recently shaved. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm gonna give a 7 because I thought that it looked like it was maybe just shaved and it was a little razor bumpy.
Yeah. These are great scores.
All
very
high
nice
scores.
Great score. Very high scores.
Very nice. You got
the bar has been set high.
Very high snap. Very nice snap.
Tons of potential. Yeah. You're going to be, you're a big star.
Really hard to go up from here. But
I don't see you going less than 4th place in this.
All right, we're going to swap out now. Thank you so much.
No. Overall appearance.
Oh, overall appearance.
Oh, okay.
Can we do points? Like, can I do like 8 point something or no?
Sure.
Yeah. Overall appearance, 8.7.
Yeah. I'm going to do an 8. An overall 8.
I'm going to go just because I feel, A, I don't want to copy Jay the whole way.
But you are.
And B, that we still have 3 others to see.
I mean, are we really going to like rate some girl's pussy a 3? Is that going to happen?
I'm going to give a 7.
I don't think I have it in me to do it.
Ralph will.
Ralph's heartless. I'm going to give a 7. I'm giving a 7 just because it's too early. The victim of going first.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much. That was amazing. Goodbye.
This is what I do for a living at 52 years old.
Hot lady.
Looking at girls' vaginas.
Hot stuff. Now, can't
be this. This can't be what you do for a living.
Follow me
on Twitter. Just this show.
Just this.
You're going to die.
Shannon, give her my Instagram. She heads out. Take care. Nice meeting you.
All right, now comes lady number 2. I don't know who lady number 2 is.
September Rain.
September Rain. Oh, September Rain's been on the show before.
September Rain.
September Rain.
Hello, September Rain.
Well, September, how are you?
Well, hold on, let me fix my mic. So, I'm great, but I want to know who doesn't like black pussy and who doesn't like pussy with hair. Because I was listening to y'all
talk right
shit.
Next to him.
And
right
I can guarantee you that I have the prettiest, sexiest black semi-hairy pussy you'll ever see, and it's so pretty that today is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
At midnight.
Happy birthday.
At midnight, not today.
At midnight.
Okay, tomorrow's your birthday.
You can start celebrating now, it's fine.
I know. It's like we're already here.
It's like the girls that celebrate
what
their
a buzzkill. It's
by
not
the
really
time you
your
get
birthday.
Them staring at how beautiful it is, it'll be midnight.
That's a good point. That's there a good point. I don't like when girls celebrate like their birthday month kind of thing. You know what I mean?
It's my birthday month.
Ralph, you don't like anything black. Jesus. Birthday month?
And birthday month.
Hair on pussy?
Yeah.
Black pussy? Where do you draw a line, you piece of shit?
He's like, I don't like the black birthday song either.
What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck is
this guy? You know what? He's the Simon Cowell.
I'm going to change his mind.
I'm Randy Johnson.
We'll
Randy Jackson.
You have to start this way.
Hello.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Well, bust it open. How are you doing?
That's how you say it?
Take it out.
Jeez.
What do you want me to do? You want a natty light?
No.
You want a pack of gushers?
No.
Somebody get her the edamame from the closet.
No.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
I mean, you could have helped me.
It is hilarious.
Baby, behave, baby.
Hey, you said bust it open.
Figs was the right guy for this. I'll tell you that.
So far, amazing. Bye. I love the tattoos.
Yeah, September's,
Lord,
September's crazy hot.
Oh, my God. Well,
September's doing it a whole different angle.
Well,
I mean, you know what?
Wow.
Wow. I'll hold on to those for you. Wow.
Wow.
Holy moly macaroni.
Holy Toledo.
There we go.
Okay.
Hi.
All right. Wow.
I mean.
You have to get over there for a second, though.
Oh, I got
to
go for a
sniff. Yeah, make sure there's nothing. All right, let's that's incredible that she could do that. I would be shitting my pants right now in that position.
Mm. I need a Claritin, but we'll be all right.
I know.
Jay, you want to get over there?
I'm always thinking the sniff is, who's going to say, like, oh, that smells terrible? No one would do that.
We could bail on it.
I do have there's something different about the sniff. Something a little different.
I'm so comfortable sitting that way.
It's amazing. How long could you sit like that without? Never.
Get this girl on my pillow or something. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Watch this. Ready? Jay, you're going to like this.
I did like that.
There you go.
All right. All right. I'm in. This is impressive as fuck. That's wild.
Start with Jay this time.
Yeah, start with Jay this time.
Start with me. All right, first.
Lip look.
Love the lip look. A little bunchy up top, going into a nice teardrop outline shape. Yeah. Picture perfect pussy lip.
You need a score.
Oh, I give that. That's 10. That's a great, those are 10. Great pussy lips. Yeah.
Okay, figs?
Pussy lips, perfect. I give it a 10. It's got a little bit of meat, like a little mortadella that hangs out of a sand. Just a little bit. It's perfect. Not too much. I love the little bush on top, but the rest is groomed. Asshole matches the vagina. No hemorrhoids. She's getting a 10 out of 10.
Wow. I'm going to say 9.
Okay. Yeah. But guess what? September is the 9th month.
That's why I did it. Of course. I play along, you know? I think it has a very good look. Overall, very, very. That's what you want. That's a vagina. There's no denying.
Is something going to come out? Like, I'm just waiting.
It's impressive. It's
that would have been nice.
The position is extremely
It's
impressive.
Amazing. It's impressive. It's very impressive. And she seems comfortable.
I'm very comfortable.
That's fucking crazy.
Well, September's tiny, so I've seen a lot of her videos will be her being held up in the air.
Oh, my gosh.
How tall are you?
By dick.
I'm 5'3.5".
Oh, you're tiny.
Yeah, I'm a shorty.
Wow. That's wild.
Damn.
Stunning.
You're stunning. Say what, you could dunk on Kevin Hart, though.
How tall, by the way?
He's 5'3".
He's 5'3"?
Is he really? Yeah. I got a half inch on him?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
That's really funny.
That's like a half an inch more tall.
That's maybe 5'4".
Yeah, because I've heard contradictory things ranging from 5'3 to like 5'5".
I mean, I would take him at like 5'.
All of that is.
You know, kind of stay down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's muscly and has a monster cock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I heard he's got a big hog on him.
Well, 10 incher.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Beast.
I mean, I could take that, but it's not always like the best.
Yeah, the 4 inches are nice.
They can be.
Goddamn right.
No,
they can.
Dead ass. They can be. Yeah. If you're doing it right, like that's really what it is. I mean, essentially, pussy is like the greatest thing ever. Like it can.
Ralph's got a 13-inch dick. Like, no one wants that.
Nobody.
Ugh. I like it all.
Gross.
Frankenstein cock over
don't
here.
Don't be a hater.
For me, that's the problem.
Transylvania dick.
There's something for every. Well, I would
hate
hope
Ralph's
so.
Dick.
I mean, if he loved it, we would be on a totally different show.
No, that'd be this show. Mike's dick's beautiful, dude.
Oh, there we go.
Italian. Nice part in the side.
Let me see your cock.
That's the after.
Shannon, what's the next category?
Next one is for Jay, scent.
Scent.
10 out of 10. I mean, I can't see it going any other way.
Yes. Yeah,
you said there was something special
there's something
about
different.
It. Do you want to know what it
I
is?
I can go second. Yeah, that's please. Shannon, what was the? What did I give Azor? What did I give her?
Yeah, I think her name was Nyla.
What did I give her? Nylon. Zara. What did I give her?
For the scent, you gave her a 10.
Okay. I'm going to give you. So now I smelt floor. I smelt like she put something there, which is bad because you can get a yeast infection. So
not necessarily.
Careful. Sometimes
if it's herbal.
You have a sensitive vagina. Yeah, it depends.
Maybe she makes her own pussy oils, dude.
Your vagina. I smelled a little bit of woman. I smelled vagina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now that's great for some guys, but I like chemical scent. I like a little extra, little something.
You like a little schmutz.
So I'm gonna give you I gave her a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Shannon, the other girl.
Yes.
I'm gonna give you 9.6.
That's fine.
9.6.
9.6. What a fucking.
Because you smell
like a pizza review.
So you like perfume added.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So you want the yeast infection.
What's different? It does smell like pussy.
Yeah. Just a little bit like pussy, which I like.
But the scent that the off scent is not really off. It's amazing.
You don't have to defend it.
No. I'm not. But what it is that it's a thing that tastes like cake. So it's not something that necessarily smells.
Yeah.
It more so like keeps your pH balance together.
Okay.
And so when your tongue's down there, it tastes like cake.
Wow.
So you know it's one of those you gotta like scratch, sniff, lick. Okay. You know,
9.7 just turned to 9.8.
There you go.
I like looking at Bobby, and Bobby's going, yeah.
Cake.
I gotta tell you, myself, I'd rather be able to tell she shit earlier that day than smell perfume.
She's good bowel.
I don't even know why that is. And I'm not like a guy in the BO or anything like that, but like before I smelled like
You mean if you smell like a real...
Like, if you smell hand sanitizer, it's, like, not working for that.
No, that's bad.
If you smell like a perfume, I'm like, you're trying to cover something.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so I'd rather be like, I'm like, you know, she must have jogged here.
Right.
She's probably so excited to fuck she jogged here.
I like that. Fig
like
said
she probably shit on the way.
Oh yeah, she definitely shit.
Fig said that if you use perfume, you're gonna probably get
you
a
can
yeast
get a yeast
infection. But that's what I like.
But you
like
put it on top. You put it on the thighs. And you
yeah.
Smell
I prefer.
Something.
I'm a cologne guy too. I prefer.
Ooh, see, I like that.
I prefer. The no smell is fine. Is the best. But I'm saying if I was choosing over like. A smell that was like put on versus just like the smell of body. I'll deal with body.
I will say this: that apparently both of you have a much more sensitive nose than I do. Because I didn't get anything.
Oh, no, Ralph, we just have sex with women.
Oh, that's dude. What?
Gay.
So what did I give? What'd you call it? Xylophone? No, is it Zyra? Zara?
Zara?
Singapore?
Huh? No, a nine.
A nine. I'm gonna stick with the nine.
Okay.
Because I
okay,
felt yeah. with both, I got nothing.
Yeah.
So and I still want room for play in case
you.
Something happens.
More people, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what was Jay? I'm sorry, that we're having a bit
10?
Of a situation
Jay was 10.
Here. Okay.
What was the situation? I see a little.
We'll discuss okay. it after the show.
Okay.
Okay. So next one
sounds
is.
Sounds ominous.
It's yeah. So it's grooming is the next one.
Okay, grooming.
10 out of 10.
Jay.
Oh, sorry. Shit. Sorry, Jay.
Love it.
I'm gonna
Thank
go.
You.
I'm gonna go 9. One because I'd say I want a little more bush.
I know. I you know what it was. I actually am like a total bush queen. But
oh, I know.
No, I love. I know. You know. I know. I just got body painted though, so I had to shave
gotcha.
It all off, which was terrible.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Like I ended up waxing. What the fuck? No.
Yeah. Oh,
it no. is no.
It's hard being a boy.
No.
How long
I'm
ago was that? That where
queen.
You're at now?
That was probably about a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I still trim it. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? You can't just let that shit grow wild. Like, you know?
No, yeah,
like,
no. Manicured,
I've always said, though.
But full.
Like, I've always said I've like hair because if a guy goes blind, he can use Braille and find your fucking pussy.
And I said that to you.
That's all I'm saying.
15 times in our
hair
friendship.
Hair is a little
And you
good.
Say, nope, bald.
Yeah. Also, by the way, I don't know if it would be Braille.
I mean,
oh,
it would
you gotta read Braille.
In her case, it might be
it would.
Braid.
Braid, ah.
I'm gonna
you can
go.
Get your
French twist.
You could probably get your pussy hair probably. Shaved into Braille, which would be pretty sweet.
Something's going on. Out
hey.
There. Seems to be a little bit of chaos out there. Is everything all right over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shannon, what is it? Tell me.
I don't think I can say it right now.
These Ooh. Are the things.
Look, it got serious out there.
Ooh.
It looks serious out there. Something's happening.
Ooh.
Zara's okay?
Yeah, I don't think I can say it now.
Is it something Ooh. Bad?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Zara's not happy.
Yeah. Is someone mad at us?
We gave her a 10, almost a 10, perfect score.
I don't.
You don't want to talk about it? Don't talk about it.
I don't know
it.
If I should. That's
okay.
I don't,
fair enough. I don't want to force anything.
Okay. So, is it, we're going to Ralph? Is it from
Yeah,
Jay,
I'm
going to
go. There was a, what was your score?
This one is sent. Jay gave a 9.
Okay. And I gave a 9.
Yeah.
And now we're going with, no, it was
dun,
hair.
Dun, dun. Oh, yeah, we were on grooming.
Yeah, we were on
I'm
the
sorry.
Next, the
yeah.
second category.
Okay, I keep getting, they're killing here. Okay, so grooming was, what were your
They names? Were two tens.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to go.
No,
oh,
I was a 9, I did 9.
You did 9, a 10 question. And a 9. And I'm going to go 9. I like the look.
Really?
Yeah, because it wasn't
yeah.
a lot of hair. There was
you
more hair.
Bald.
No razor bumps.
No, I like a little.
I told you
something.
I changed his mind.
Yeah. You did.
You use a good razor. Whatever you yeah. use, it's very, very good on your skin.
All right, and then last is overall appearance.
Yes.
She waxed. You waxed is what it is. For
yeah.
Her, right?
Yeah.
Well, I waxed, and then I do have like oil and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Don't nobody want no hemorrhoids,
You're
right?
You're a goddamn
okay,
star.
Exactly.
Wow.
Come on.
You're a star.
I think.
Put your face it. Down there.
All right. Overall appearance.
9. It's a
good
fantastic
one.
Fantastic pussy.
Figs is really thinking.
Yeah, yeah. I gave the other girl 8.7, I think. I'm going to give you a solid 9. Straight up 9.
Yay.
Straight up 9.
I think I'm going to give a 9, too.
Yay.
I think I'm going to give a 9.
Do you
yeah.
remember?
Pissed out there.
Do September? You remember?
I think it's her. I don't know.
September.
Oh, it is.
It is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Were you a 9 also, Ralph?
Yes.
Okay.
Shannon's trying to ignore it.
Yeah, something's happening.
That's all I want
to
talk about.
You got to go. You have to.
It's on out there. Like, I don't know what I can say.
I don't know what we did. Is it something we did? You can answer that. That doesn't give away anything.
I mean, yes and no.
Mostly Ralph.
I don't know if I can even say it.
Okay.
Should I just say it?
Yeah,
I mean,
just say it.
I feel like you should just say it.
So you guys are telling me to. You're the host. You're my bosses. So originally it was supposed to be behind the sheet.
Okay.
It wasn't supposed to be face and vagina in the same shot, and she's not happy about
that. Okay, so can't
so
we?
So we may have to like pixelate
her out.
One or the
yeah,
other.
So block her out.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah,
give them the option so they feel comfortable,
yeah.
I assume.
Yeah. And also, by the way, she didn't have to come on the show. She could have said I don't want to do it with my face on.
September, you should ask to be pixeled out so you don't have to be seen next to us. Our stupid faces.
Yeah.
I think everything looked good.
Take me out of this, too.
I think everything looked good.
So Lydia and Vanga want to come in together.
Okay.
But are you going to
score
them
together? But we still score them separately.
I think you would have to. Yeah.
They can't September. Work as a team.
They're not working as a team.
Is that how good September's pussy is?
They need to double down.
Yeah, right now.
All right, September.
They're trying to overload Ralph on white pussy.
I mean, we're going to swap you out, September. Thank you so
September,
much.
Thank you.
Pleasure to see you again. What episode were you in here for?
I'm going
to
leave my panties off.
Okay.
It was the week after my birthday episode because I wasn't here, and it was a dating, a bisexual dating.
I actually went out with her.
And?
Oh, my gosh. She's amazing. So we ended up sneaking into...
Is it a tall girl? The tall...
The oh, gosh. Oh, man. I'm losing her
that
name.
Everyone thought she was so cute.
She was
bisexual.
Oh my God, she was so hot, that girl.
We ended up sneaking into, I can't even think of the name of that hotel, but it's a nice hotel like around the corner.
Marquee?
And no, there's one downtown LA too.
Moxie?
Dream?
Oh, no.
Not the Dream.
The one over here on the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Parents up there.
Long story short, it was an 60? NFT event, and the Migos played, and got into VIP.
Third Avenue and Fifth Street, right?
Standard.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Am I right that was the girl who, like, fuck someone to death?
Yes. Okay, she sent him to the fucking hospital. Oh, my God. She's amazing. Oh, and then we ended up going to see a burlesque show. Awesome.
You went and hooked up in a hotel.
We did a burlesque show.
You snuck in the hotel?
Check my OnlyFans. Maybe we did.
You went into the hotel for a show.
Yeah. Well, no. We just kind of snuck in. Like, I kind of pulled a card. Like, hey, you know who I am? He totally knew who I was.
But you got a room.
We got the car, like the key card and everything.
That's a lot of power in that snatch.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We had fun.
And now I might
work on an NFT with one of the guys I met there.
My thought process, Jay, says that they didn't date for too long because she forgot her name. So how close could they have gotten?
I mean, when
probably
all
name
I
she
hear
gave
is,
versus
oh,
real name.
Oh, I really don't hear a name.
Oh,
I mean?
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. Thank you, September.
Bye, guys.
That's why Ralph didn't know my name for the first 5 years we knew each other. Couldn't understand it through the moan.
Oh yeah, mine or yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have a great gig.
I'd like to point out, by the way, that right before the show, Figs asked me what your J stood for.
I didn't know if it was Joseph or Jonathan.
Oh, no, Jason.
Jason, yeah. I didn't tell
And
me.
I said he actually spells it J-A-Y. Look at these two.
Well, no,
hey, how you doing?
Ralph, I don't spell Jason J-A-Y.
Hello. How you doing, sweethearts?
Ralph,
Hi.
I don't spell Jason
Very
J-A-Y.
Nice.
Huh?
I don't spell Jason J A Y.
No, but don't you say
J S O N?
I know, but don't you spell J big J J A Y?
Oh, J Y, yeah.
Which is short for Jason. It's not going to be short for any of the others.
Mm-hmm. This is a stupid question. I'm sorry.
Oh, he goes, what's J short for? Anthony.
All right. Before we go any further, hello, responsible adults.
Oh, hello.
Those of you that are over the age of 21.
Yes. This is a fun episode.
Those that like sexy snatches.
You see all that hot box today?
There's a lot of box.
So much box. Some box excited. Some box cocky. Some box completely furious with the whole setup.
That's for sure.
Either way, I hope Yo Delta and Delta 8 covers our legal fees.
Do you think Yo Delta Empire Vampire... person.
I got a lot of monikers. I'm like Apollo Creed, dude.
You're like
Master of Disaster, the King of Sting.
If you blow a Delta 8 vape into a box, you think it would have any effect on the lady?
Totally, dude. That's called sub-cooch absorption. It gets into their membranes, you know? Get your loosey-goose.
Nice. Get the ball rolling.
Bring on the fur, dude. Get through it.
If you want to get high, really, really super duper legally high and around some fucking hot snatch.
Oh, dude, so much fish taco in this place.
Could open up Arthur Treacher's.
Totally. Long John Silver's. Now serving lap flounder.
I've never heard of that before.
Lap flounder? Oh, it's a good old one.
We're talking about Delta 8, of course. You know, they have vapes, they have gummies.
Yes.
Everything at yodelta.com.
Blow it into a hot girl's pussy.
I got to say, there's some hot girls in here tonight.
Some hot box.
Hot box.
Totally. Big butts, small butts, lippy, tucked away, reluctant. Eh, nothing a little, you know, your Delta, your Drinkaroo can do.
Your Delta couldn't help out.
Yeah, melt down a little gummy, throw it there in the old White Claw. Before you know it, everyone's getting loose.
At YoDelta.com, you can find him making some gummies and vapes.
Everyone's pussy is lippy on Delta 8.
Go to YoDelta.com.
Nom, 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 nom,
the official sponsor.
Shannon.
Of Delta 8 Net.
Quick question. Did you say a dot net? Shannon, quick question. There's no net.
Dot org?
Shannon.
Yes.
What would you say of the four girls here, your pussy looks most like?
It's a good question.
So I wasn't able to see one of them because it was below the table.
Is that? Oh, the
September.
Okay. Yes. Well, we could probably say
the Negro.
No.
I'm from a different time.
You are.
It's okay to say that. The colored girl.
Also, Zara, I wasn't able to see hers because it was pointed away from the
camera. All right, so let's go. Let's compare it to the two that you did see.
So, but those two, I feel like, look very similar, right?
No.
Not.
One had lips, the other one all tucked away.
So mine has lips.
Okay. Do yours have hair?
No.
Fuck.
Sorry, Delta 8 vampire.
No, that's cool.
Go to yourdelta.com.
I like my girls to be young. Remember, I'm 3,000.
Use the promo code GASKET, 25% off, and blow that Delta 8 into some hot sniz.
Don't worry, Shannon. I'll wax those hardwood floors. Booyah! Squirt, squirt, skeet, skeet.
Wow. You have such hip terminology.
Oh, dude. Blow loads all day.
Let's get back into it. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
We have to, like, be really close by the mouth for the microphone.
Oh, we would hate
now,
that.
What
that
were they on for? Voice. I don't remember that.
The whitest white girl contest?
No, we were looking at our buttholes.
Yeah, the beautiful butthole contest.
Wow. You're guessing our buttholes.
I believe it was called I Spy Brown Eye.
Mm, oh, yeah. It was very artistic.
And they came back another time, didn't you, do the, or did they send that along? Didn't they do like a show?
She pulled beads out of my cut.
Yeah. I did, with my mouth. With my mouth.
These are all things you're missing, Fix.
Yeah, I mean, sign me up. Come on.
It's just a casual Wednesday night, just hump day shenanigans, you know.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Just Wednesday.
Let me ask this important question right now before we do anything.
Yeah.
Who of you two, because you're very close, obviously, which one of you do you think is going to win between the two of you?
I mean, you said this beautiful line while we were out there because we were going, oh, which one of us should go first? Which one of you wants to come in first? I said, can we go in together? We're kind of a package deal. And she goes, yeah, we're basically like orange juice with or without the pulp. They're the same.
Yeah, just it's like a matter of preference. Like, we have very identical pussies. Right. Like, we've always had that as a thing, but like, we kind of have different styling choices. So it's kind of like you're gonna get very pretty prime little peaches. But
we're gonna find out what the pulp is.
Yeah, depending on how deep you go into the pit.
Who's the pulp?
Yeah, pull a pit.
All right, ladies.
All right, now JD, Figs, you want to tell them something crass again? Like, throw that shit out or something?
Crack it open, baby. Crack that thing open. Make your father proud. Oh, I saw a little bit already.
Damn.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah, oh, my.
That's fine.
Lord have mercy.
So I'm like the one with full bush. I would do a landing strip, but it doesn't really work with like the way my pubes grow. It's like trying to land a plane there would be like trying to land at LaGuardia. You're just going to end up in the fucking ocean. So
this is when the separates the men from the boys.
Yeah, I mean, that's the pulp.
That's the
and
pulp.
I and you know
pulp.
What that's I like pulp.
I like the pulp.
And
I like
soft pulp. Too. Like, I've been growing it out to the point soft. Where it's like really, really soft. So like you can just like kind of nuzzle.
Oh, there you go.
There.
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
Like, would you mind telling us how it smells
like,
for the
it
contest?
Holds all the juices, you know.
As long as you're down there, would you mind telling us?
See, and I vote for hers because like you know it's like if I could eat myself out, I would just eat her out.
Hers is interesting also because there is some lip action, but it's very tucked.
Tucked lips.
Yeah, that's really fascinating.
You wanted to unfurl?
We can unfurl.
It's pretty fascinating what's going on.
This table doesn't really...
No, this table can't.
I cannot bend my legs just behind be like, my head. I think she should wear that alone.
Very beautiful, ladies. Go ahead. Hold on. Just take the time. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Beautiful vaginas, both of them.
Wow.
We
got to get started. Yeah,
we're doing smell tests.
We got to do smell tests. Figs, you're closest.
Okay.
All right, go for a whiff. Let's
see. Okay, and...
nice summer breeze.
Makes me feel fine.
Switcheroo, ladies.
Switcheroo, slap it out.
All right.
Well, you can let Ralph smell while he's over there.
Right over here.
Get the other side whiff.
Very
okay,
nice.
Okay.
Very, very all nice.
Hope you like what?
I'm gonna do what you gotta do. I'm just gonna hang out over here.
Stack him.
Yeah. Now let me get. You have to come here. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll do a little switcheroo. Yeah, okay, it's cool. We're good at this. We're gonna have a pussy Tetris.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Hope you like the smell of blood.
Well, I think that's delicious. I don't know if I'll be on Amazon Prime.
Here's the interesting thing for me. I think I don't have a very sensitive nose. I got nothing from anybody.
You didn't smell the blood?
No.
Didn't smell like microwave nickels?
You can like try stacking.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, double decker.
That's
there
nice.
You go.
Ta-da.
We're in England. Double decker bus.
Wow. That,
doing it?
I don't know if that's
happening.
Can that be my logo?
There's other things that are affecting right now.
That's
affecting
pretty wild.
Judgment.
Would you
it's hard
if this was my album cover?
You bring that to your management?
I got a crowd work album coming out. And if you guys want
to. I feel like this is swaying the judges.
Stack them like butt to butt.
I don't know. I'm
overwhelmed. I don't need to be swayed. I know my thoughts about Pussy Row. I don't swayed by people's fantastic personalities.
I mean, I just.
And go get them attitudes. I'm a judge.
You're the guest. We're bringing you back to you.
So I'm overwhelmed.
The sexiest stack snatch.
Sorry.
Super.
Both beautiful vaginas. I can't help but
I'm
look
sorry,
at everything
way,
else.
I'm sorry, by the way.
Jay,
do you remember both their names? Is my I'm my brain.
Ivanka Lydia.
Ivanka Lydia.
Ivanka Lydia.
Huh?
Ivanka Very Blonde.
Ivanka Very Blonde and Lydia. Okay.
Okay.
Figs.
All right, so we're going right off the bat, which
so
is the
lips.
Lips.
We're doing Lydia first.
Lydia first.
Lydia, raise your hand.
Yeah, do we
hand?
Hi,
okay,
Lydia.
Hey, Lydia.
Are we doing a show?
This
yeah.
me.
Show and tell.
Mine. You're like,
I mean, this
I
is a tough game.
All right, now if we're going to go my preference, okay, my preference, I'm going to go, I'm going.
It's a preference game.
Lydia.
I'm going 9.2.
By the way, this whole game is based on your preference.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
That's what we're doing
Durf.
Here.
Can I get another natty light? I'm going 9.2. I like the pulp. Okay, I like the lips. I like it. It's. I like the little brunette hair. I
well,
like
this
it.
Is just lips.
Yeah, just
oh,
lips.
Oh, just lips.
You're
okay,
getting ahead
just
of yourself.
I like her toes. Okay, all right, sorry. 9.2, 9.1. Both beautiful vaginas, but yeah, I like
you know,
the I like
making
the little.
Shannon do fractionary math in the back there. I don't know if that's really fucking.
Sorry, I got the calculator.
Okay,
she's
thank
got
God.
It. All so right. based off just lips, that's my answer.
Okay. Jay,
let me go next.
Lips only.
Lydia, lips only. I mean, those are 10. Those lips are 10.
Aww,
okay, that's
guys.
Nice of you. And Ivanka?
Ivanka's lips, I've genuinely, it's 9. They're 9. It's just I like a slightly more prominent. But they're it's a phenomenal pussy.
Right. I am going to be the flipper on that. I'm going 9, 10.
Okay.
That's my feel.
All right.
So 9, Lydia, 10, Ivanka. All right. What's the next category, Shannon?
Scent.
Scent. Again, for me, I must be have dead olfactory.
Yeah, I'm on you with this one.
I got nothing. So, tens.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a round two. I don't mind.
Do you need me to like put my legs in the air and just bend over on the table like a lazy Susan?
Do we need it?
Go for it.
I don't, or do
you could go with like a dipstick
we want
test. It. You can go in there and just kind of like, you know.
I got, by the way, from all four women, zero smell. Mm.
Well, I will say, by the way, I'm just going to go across the board because none of them were anything. Even remotely sort of bad, although the first person I smelled anything was Ivanka, and it was like lotion, though, it smelled like. Didn't smell like perfume or anything. It smelled like body lotion, like, yeah. Which is good.
It smelled like someone who moisturizes. That's
yeah.
I have a terrible sense of smell. I got zero from everybody.
I mean, this was the closest. Out of all the contestants, these girls really you
got
know,
you in there.
Really got me in there.
You're doing the shocker. I like that.
Yeah. They really. And and I didn't smell anything. And now I either like... A chemical smell. I like to feel like I'm in Bed Bath and Beyond, or I like a little realistic vagina smell. And I felt nothing. So because of that, they're both getting sevens.
Wow,
oh, the drops.
I smelled absolutely nothing.
For me, because I think what did I give the other two girls, Shannon?
Okay, so Zara, you gave a 7, and September, you gave a 9.
Okay, so the weird thing is, I feel I have to give them 9s. Because the only reason why September didn't get a 10 was because I thought maybe there was going to be some sort of other factor.
You girls rule.
So
we're just hanging.
Nine,
look, Christine, good time to walk in. Yeah.
Nines across the board.
Christine, come look.
And also, by the way, I would like to change my Zara to 9 because really I dumbed it down because I thought maybe something was going to change. So I think they all should get a 9.
Okay.
That's my answer on that.
Okay. And then Jay sent.
We did scent.
Yeah, we did scent. We did the first two.
I don't have that. I don't have scent then.
I said 10.
Jay said.
Lydia 10, 9, Ivanka.
Yeah, 10, 9.
Okay, grooming fix.
I mean, that's a sweet. She went to Supercuts to get that one. That's awesome.
I'm getting laser.
No, what if you change your mind?
What if you change your mind and want some hair?
Nah, I'm good.
bald.
I want to get
for life.
I want to get a tattoo, and if I and
no one's hearing that,
like,
but
tattoo removal.
So. I hear you. Okay. I hear you.
You gotta get laser before.
No one can hear that at all, by the way. But
understood. She's gonna get a tattoo on her pussy, and she has to get laser removal for it, Ralph. Okay.
I'm just saying, trying for the audio listener, for God's sakes.
Well, stop listening to their pussy and start listening to their mouths.
Can you hear their ocean?
Lydia's getting a 10. Her friend's getting a 9.
Okay, so Lydia, you already forgot her name. Vonka. Lydia, 10, 9, Vonka. You?
I'm doing a 10. Just to have different scores going around here, I'm doing 10, Lydia, 9.5, Vonka, because they're both great bushes.
They are great.
But if I was picking one, I'd go with a little bit fuller one.
Okay, and I'm going to, again, be the flipper.
I also like the way it go. I do like a little bit of hair tracing down. The lips. I do like that. Not a crazy, wild just situation. Just enough.
Okay.
I'm with you.
I'm doing 10-9 that way. Okay. I like the grooming a little bit more. Put a little care, a little effort.
Damn, remember Ralph said if he saw the girl, he was going to change all of his answers? He did. Look at you, dude. Look at you. A gutless coward of a
Shannon, what's left?
Overall appearance.
Excuse me.
Overall, we're taking everything into consideration.
Yeah.
Overall pussy.
Check it out. I think nothing compliments a pussy more than the ass, okay? And this girl right here, I like to see the ass from the front. If you could see the ass from the front, that's a good sign. So I'm giving her a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
All right. And this girl, I could see her feet, and I like dirty white girl feet. I love that shit.
Oh,
I know if she takes her feet off, she fucking looks like John McClane.
You and
that's
Quentin
what
Tarantino.
I like.
Oh yeah.
So I'm giving them both tens.
Wow.
Like a firewalker. You're like a firewalker's foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. some religious shit. Overall, I mean, Lydia's pussy is pretty much, if you were like, draw the pussy you'd like to hook up to have sex with, I would draw that pussy. So I'm going to go 10 and 9.
I could live in there.
10 and 9.
Yeah, Vonka 9, 10. I mean, these are world-class pussies.
What did I give September's overall, Shannon?
Someone's trying not to sound racist.
9, okay. This is a hard answer here.
Because you don't want to give them higher scores than the black woman? Because it's going to confirm all of our suspicions that you're a raging racist.
The way you said that you would draw a vagina hers... Mm-hmm. I feel that way about hers.
I bet you can't draw one.
I can't draw. I can't act, and I can't draw.
Bobby, get those grease boards back up here. And Bobby, you know what, girls? I feel like you're a little bit uncomfortable in here with your pussies hanging out. So let me tell you, Ben, calm me down. This always makes me feel better.
Three,
Bobby, if you wouldn't
two,
mind real quick,
one.
Just shake that ass. Bobby, let me see what you got. Just shake that ass. Bobby, let me see what you got. Better, right?
God, amazing.
Isn't the energy in the room better?
Oh, the vibe is great. I got a nice little breathe. The twerks. Oh, nice breathe.
I really want that there, as an animated gift.
Yeah, Bobby, your twerk fanned their pussies. Now they're dry.
My peripheral vision was just watching her ass. I was like, yeah, Bobby, go ahead. Just shake that ass. Go, like, oh, Bobby, yeah. All right, Bobby's so cool, am I right? Yeah, Bobby.
That's not how you cheer yourself up. You got to give Bobby full attention on his twerk. I'm sorry, Bobby.
Yeah,
I'm sorry that happened.
I'm sorry Figs disrespected you.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Bob.
Did I give my finals?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
No.
No? I thought you said 10-9.
10-9.
Yeah.
10-9.
10-10 for me, sorry.
10-9.
Yeah.
And I was 10-9.
And you were 10-9.
Yeah. The reverse of you.
And Figs was 10-10.
It's just with or without pulp, whatever your preference. Exactly.
I would say all four vaginas were solid vaginas.
All great.
Great vaginas.
Good job, ladies.
Jeez.
Zara had also so many different types. Zara had that bombastic body.
Yeah.
No, I saw Zara's legs. Is that
her
name?
Yeah.
I saw Zara's legs go above her head, and I was like, she wins.
Oh, no, that was September Rain. That was September Rain, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't actually see Zara's performance as much, but summer, September?
September.
Right. September put her legs right up here, and this table cut off my view.
Oh.
I started standing on that couch over there. Just trying.
Yeah, you're literally like careening over. Like,
I can't see it, but I bet
really
it's magnificent.
Pussy. Yeah, it was magnificent.
You did
good
a
pussy.
Great job. You look like you work at Hot Topic. I love her. Something about her, the boots and the Gwen Stacy shit. I'm bricked up. I'm just gonna let everybody know. I'm fucking
you're
bricked
welcome.
Up.
I'm not hard, but I'm like thicker.
I love you guys.
All right, Shannon, we have to crown a winner of the Sexy Snack Showdown. While she's
crunching your voice there.
I just drank something.
Mr. Peterson.
I got stuck in my
frog
throat.
In your throat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you did on that ADR.
That's what it is. That's why why I took 40 takes. God, it was sexy.
Rob's freaking out because he knows his company's about to get taken down with the lawsuit. That's all Ralph's thinking about. He goes, oh, man, it's going to be a PR nightmare.
This is just us and how we entertain ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're doing
how long are you two besties, whatever you want to call it?
God, it's like
how many years?
At least eight. We're going on 10, I think. We're on 10 years. It's about to that time.
If 10
you
years.
If you go from, like, 10 years.
Have you fingered each other's butts?
Actually, I think I'm the first person to put my mouth in her butthole. I did it on stage in front of people.
Yeah.
So specifically, no, this is a good one. This is a really, really good one. It's good. So thank you. Thank you.
Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me fucking see what you got.
Janice, stand up and clap, goddammit.
All right, we're all up.
Amazing. Pay your goddamn respect. Thank you.
She had the story. What's the story?
I mean, it's so we were doing a show at a venue where we can be fully nude. And it's an act that ends with us kind of writhing around and like just fucking each other on stage. Mm-hmm. And there's a part where we're in, like, the full, like, backbend situation. And, like, she's backbending into my mouth. And I'm, like, all in there. And I roll her off my face. So, like, her butt is facing the audience.
I'm like this.
Yeah. So she's like... And I take her asshole. I spread her asshole. And I look at this one girl in the front row who's terrified in the face. I'm like, you see that? See that lipstick right there? It's my lipstick. That's my ass right there. And I smack it and went right back in. This girl... Her face, like she must have came in that moment. Changed her life
forever.
Changed her life.
True friendship.
Mm-hmm. Killer ass, by the way.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Oh, this ass is like my favorite butt of all time.
There's a timeshare.
Well, I will. Your favorite female butt, because please don't hurt my friend Bobby like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. We don't know. Just disrespect. I mean, that ass though.
Yeah.
Skills.
Thank you. Sorry, Bobby.
I mean, I will never leave you sitting in the corner.
Nobody puts Bobby in a corner.
Thanks, man.
Shannon, do you have the final vote?
Yes. Okay, so fourth place with 96.7 points is Zara.
Who did all the points? Who did the point numbers? What a dick.
That's not going to help in the suit.
I didn't hear one.
And then I lost.
Third place with 108.6 points is Vanka.
Oh.
And then now, do I just say the winner?
Now you say the winner.
Well, I'll do second place. We do the points.
We want to make sure we say everyone's name.
Yeah. Okay, second place with 112.6 close, points.
Close. Close fight.
Very close. Game, close is September.
Wow. September. We are in the presence of the winner.
The winner with 114.2 points, Lydia.
Oh. Yeah. There she is. Mrs. Sexiest Snatch Showdown.
And now I there will be the true is. Winner.
She didn't even shave for this.
By the way, there's your prize.
Shannon, from lowest point to highest point.
She got it licked. Now it's wet and sticky.
Wet. And all that moisture just gets soaked up by the pubes. Like,
yeah, if you want a better smell, you could just smell my breath and then you'll.
Yeah. You know what they say the best anal lube is, right? Pussy juice.
You hear that, Jenny?
What?
From number one to number four, only 8 points separated all of them.
Or really? Less because of this stupid sorry. Point and listen numbers, to that. I was, so less than eight.
I was working sorry, on getting sorry. That. I was working on getting that pretty sick ass joke out, but never mind.
Everything I'm still sucks. Laughing at draw that pussy. Come on, see you draw that pussy, girl.
All right, so look, we're almost.
Are we gonna draw pussies?
We gotta do Figs's first because he's never done the show.
Are we going?
We're gonna do. I gotta draw pussies.
No, we're already running late.
I'm gonna draw
to
Lydia's from memory, and
gotta,
you draw Vodka's from memory.
We got a lawsuit to deal with.
I'll draw
yes,
them both.
Please draw hey, our pussies.
While Jay's
yes.
drawing,
we'll
hit the
take
first.
We'll take it home and pin it on the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of you. First time
ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
All right, Figs, your first time on the show. We ask everybody this, their first time on the show, the first experience with all three, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. We start with rock and roll. It would just be the first concert
oh,
you ever
fuck.
Went to.
This
it doesn't have to be a rock concert. It's whatever
embarrassing,
it is.
Embarrassing, dude.
It's all right.
My ex-girlfriend took me to see Bon Jovi at the Izod Center. And Train
that's
opened up.
That's not embarrassing for me.
And it was a
I, just
lot saw, of
I just paid to see just Train recently. They
really?
Ruled.
You suck, James.
Actually, I didn't pay. John Popper got
did
me.
You not enjoy it at all?
I absolutely loved it. It was fantastic. Great seats, so many hot chicks. It was
how
just
old
this,
you?
All the whole crowd were chicks. It
how long
amazing.
Ago were we talking about?
This had to be, what am I, I'm 32. This was probably 10, maybe 15
okay.
years ago. 15
probably
years
when
ago.
He had his, when he had his return album. That's fun. Okay. First drug you
this
ever
is the one, this is when they did You Can't Go Home. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Shit. That one. Yeah.
Since Zara hasn't been on the show before, I feel like we should
we do that too, of course.
Her, so
yes.
Do you want her to?
Yeah, we'll bring her in too and do that too with her. So let's have her on this yeah, mic.
Go ahead. Back to the original mic in the middle. She's coming in now.
This mic right here.
Do you need to move?
Do we? Just stay where you are.
Yeah, so you can sit on my lap too.
So we ask every guest this their first experience with sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And we start with rock and roll, the first concert you ever went to.
Oh, I'm rolling backwards.
You got to get very close, though.
I don't really remember, but I feel like I went to like some rave somewhere. Random.
But like a band, like a live performance, like a either a.
The only one I remember, the latest one, is probably like Kanye, and it was like years ago. But I wasn't like a concert person until recently. So.
Well, Kanye, do you remember how old you were?
Probably like 5 years ago.
Oh, okay, that's funny. Okay, so now we go to the first drug you ever did after weed. Unless weed wasn't your first drug. We start with you, Figs.
First drug after weed was a little cocaine. I was a busboy at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah?
And one of the older guys gave me a little cocoa.
And were you a fan of it?
Yeah.
Oh, I tried it here on the show. I fucking hated it.
Okay. No, it's great. It was great.
And you? The first drug after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug?
Ecstasy.
And did we love it?
It made me like hallucinate a little bit too much. For
okay, fair enough. And now the first time you had sex?
I lost my virginity to a lady named Elizabeth when I was 15. She was 19. And
go, Elizabeth.
She was a Cuban girl from Jersey, Union City.
And were you dating, or she just said, I'm going to do that?
She was my first girlfriend, my first real girlfriend. Yeah, yeah.
All right. And then did it last for a while?
It lasted like for 2 years, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
For her, like, she was my first like real thing, you know?
That's so sweet of you. And you, Zara?
I think I was like 17 or 18 in high school. And it was like someone I was working with at like some little fast food thing. Back in the day.
All right, fair enough.
Cinnabon.
All right, so let's do this. Let's get everyone's plugs out, and we'll end with Jay's drawing. Does that make sense?
Cool. I hold it next to the actual vagina.
Yeah, we will at the end.
I think
wow.
I did pretty
this
good.
Is
let's
sick.
Do this. Where's September? She's still here. She left September.
She's outside.
September, can you come in so we can get your plugs? Also, Zara, we'll do your plugs first.
So my Instagram, my OnlyFans, my Twitter and Snapchat, it's all the same thing. It's Zara, which is Z-A-R-A-G-O. XX.
G O as in the letters G and letter O.
Yeah.
Not G E O.
Zara Go XX.
Zara Go. I got you now. Okay. I wasn't sure. Okay. Thank you.
Faces so during the show.
Just pile on it.
September, come on in and give your plugs. I
charge
for that.
Come to daddy.
September, be quick. Don't sit on Lydia's pussy by accident.
Should I sit in your lap, Big J? I'll sit in your lap.
Thank you, Zara.
You want to hang double dorks?
So you guys can follow me everywhere at icebyseptember.com. It has links to Twitter, Instagram, everything.
But iSpySeptember.
iSpySeptember, iSpySeptember.
September's hot.
Yeah.
September's
and
hot.
And
you can buy my pussy.
Her movies.
My replica is
Amazon?
Out. No. Are you kidding?
Her.
Oh, yeah, I got Prime.
Are you
hold
fucking
on.
Kidding me?
Her videos.
Do I look like an Amazon Prime girl to you?
Her videos.
Like, no.
Rule.
Oh, yeah.
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 I have a new one out for Slade, for Vixen. So
it's a hot chicken.
Five girl.
I got I was given by Maitland Ward awesome. On Bonfire the other day. I was giving a lifetime membership to Vixen.com.
Nice. Okay, so you can see the gangbang with Maitland, Angela White. It's fucking phenomenal.
Right,
it's
let's
like a 12
get Figs, your plugs.
At Robin Figs Young Guns, baby. Subscribe to the podcast. We just cracked a milestone on YouTube. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
At Comic Mike Figs. Baltimore, October 8th. Get the tickets. It's on my website. It's going to be me, LaMare Lee, Robbie Goodwin. Fuck yeah.
Jay.
Thank you, guys.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates this weekend, everybody. Tomorrow, West Palm Beach, Florida, at the Improv. Justin Silver and Dylan from Gastage are both going to be there with me on that.
Dylan or Dylan 2.0?
Dylan.
Okay.
Old Dylan.
Old Dylan.
Is you doing a comic also?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, Christ. Can you guys stop having young comics that I have to somehow
from.
Mentor? Yeah.
Take me on a road
it's becoming
you,
very
J.
difficult. Isabella calls them all my puppies. My daughter's like, are your puppies coming? So I'm going to be all over the place. Then Vegas, Kim Kong going to be with me and Ari Shaffir out there in
That's
Vegas
cool.
one night, the 21st, then the 22nd, 23rd. Wait, I'm sorry. That's the 21st. The 23rd, 24th, I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio. And then I'm just on the road the rest of the year leading up to the special taping at Skankfest, which I'm super fucking stoked on.
Awesome.
And, yeah, of course, Bonfire, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, and Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network.
All right, Shannon.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is. Ding, we talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, and they talk about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal. And of course, coming, we're trying for the first week in October, is our very first ghost hunt with Maddie and I, along with Brian Six and Ryan Shaner of the Affected Podcast. So keep an eye out for that.
That's really cool. I can't wait for that. Okay, so now I think we give
I hope you don't buy proton packs because you're not going to find nothing.
We give your plugs. Before we're going to give your plugs and wrap the show with the picture, it is also, as we said earlier, it is September's birthday. So we are bringing in a birthday cake for September. Yay!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear September. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! And we had Figs fuck some icing off the cake.
Yeah,
the
I know. Show.
Sorry about that.
I like it. Wait, hold on.
You're five.
Yes. Oh, yes. She's a dragon tongue. Yeah.
Can we bring it outside?
I didn't know you were Targaryen.
Cut it. Nobody. And now, girl.
It would taste good. Thanks for fucking it.
Now we do it again with the black happy birthday.
And while you give your plug,
can we put birthday to you.
Come on, Ralph. You racist. Happy birthday.
I love it.
To you.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
Honey, grease, layers,
and
potatoes.
And then there's like the ratchet, like one time for the birthday, bitch.
They do that at Applebee's. Yeah.
Never been.
You go, the waiters do that at Applebee's.
All right, we got to swap it into these girls. Happy birthday, September.
Happy birthday, September. We're going to have cake out there.
Yeah.
If cake. I could have, if it's possible.
Wait, we got to get their plugs in first. We'll end with that.
Yeah.
Plugs first, ladies.
You want to go first? You wanna...
Yeah, where can I follow you, ladies? I'm going to do it right now.
So you can follow me at Lydia Vengeance, same on Instagram and Twitter. You can also catch me live on stage every Tuesday at Pink Metal in Brooklyn, and also many, many times at the infamous Slipper Room here in New York City. So nice. Come see me do my motherfucking thing.
Dang. Vaga?
Get in there. Where's
the ears.
I did it. No ears.
Hi, I'm Vonka, and you can find me on the internet very easily. I'm extremely Googleable. I am Very Vonka, V-E-R-Y-V-O-N-K-A, on Instagram and Twitter. But if you just Google Vonka, you're going to find a lot pretty quickly. It's just me and typos of Vili Vonka and vodka, just misspelled. So it's pretty much me. You can find me on OnlyFans, on ManyVids, and all the porn places, pretty much. Great. Buy my pussy.
You just got a new follower. Both of you.
And just follow me everywhere at I am Ralph Sutton and my other podcast.
I didn't spell it, and I forgot that I'm very shadow banned.
All right,
so
now we're gonna have to compare the originals.
If we could possibly have Lydia on the left,
Vonk
on the right.
Vonk on the right.
To the left.
Oh, good. Well, no, other
Jay, the other way. Jay's
your left, not okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. Hold on, Shannon. Get close on this. Can you?
Oh, there you go.
That's pretty good. That
wow.
is pretty
wow.
good.
That's pretty good.
Even Jay.
Like, wow,
amazing
Jay.
Artist.
Bush and everything, like that little bit like sliver.
I don't that's think fantastic. I could have done that.
Did you guys catch the little asterisk buttholes?
I did.
Yeah,
that is pretty good.
Buttholes are
that's
right. Thank you.
That is nice, Jay. Jay.
I mean,
let's add artist to the list of Jay's skill set.
How many talents does this guy have?
Wow.
Big Jay Ross. Big Jay Bob Ross Oakerson.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
You know what, Shannon?
Some happy little pubes.
Look at a happy little.
I don't know if this
right
song
here.
Is in the playlist.
Yes, I don't know.
We're gonna add a song to the playlist. It might be, but all these chicks seeing their beautiful vaginas, it made my head spin. Is that in the playlist?
Dude, Little Red Corvette, bro.
Oh, Little Red Corvette, you want to do?
Yeah. Little Red
all right, we'll do Little Red Corvette by Prince. But you got where I was going, Shannon. We'll do Little Red Corvette by Prince. Well, Saturday on the SDR show is Alan Tudyk from Resident Alien and the pirate from Dodgeball and a plethora of other
Christine
movies.
Didn't even come look at my drawing.
And ladies, thank you so much, and we'll see everyone next time.